Welcome back. I'm Steve Zwemke along with Chris Loffery bringing you In the Moment this afternoon on SDPB Radio. Several refineries on the Gulf Coast are closed due to the lingering tropical storm in the region. That situation and a holiday weekend has some people concerned about gas prices. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt visits with Marilyn Buskell with AAA South Dakota about the likelihood of a price hike in the near future.
Yes, it will. We won't have the dramatic increases that they will in the Gulf Coast states, but we do expect that we'll see some increase, you know, a few cents probably. And as soon as the refineries are operational again, you know, that will quickly recover. Normally going into September, about mid-September, the refineries switch over to making winter blends, and winter blends are not as expensive to produce as summer blends. So we expect that gas prices will even decrease in price.
When do you think South Dakota drivers will start seeing the increase from the closed refineries?
Oh, I think probably by the middle of this week, for sure by Labor Day, we'll see some sort of an increase. How much will depend on, you know, there's a lot of factors playing into this. How long the refineries are shut down will be a factor on the kind of increases we'll see. But, you know, if the refineries are underwater, they can't do a lot to produce gasoline. So it's definitely going to have an impact.
So as far as the price increase in the southern U.S. as compared to us, what kind of hit will the drivers, the motorists in the south take?
Well, I think anywhere between, you know, experts are expecting anywhere from 5 cents to 15 cent increases over the next week.
And will those go down too as the refineries open and the winter blend fuel start?
Yeah.
Now, one interesting dynamic that we have in the U.S., the refineries are closing, prices are going up by however much, and we've got a holiday weekend coming up, 3-day weekend with Labor Day. A lot of people use that as kind of their so long to summer, and they take the trip. So how will that affect prices along with the refineries closing and the tropical storm, I guess, bounce that we're going to have with the gas prices here?
Well, I do expect, you know, because supplies have been impacted by the refineries shutting down, I do expect that we're going to see some sort of increase in our area. I don't know how much, though. It could only be like a couple of cents. We've kind of maintained that 235, 236 price point for almost a couple of weeks now. So I don't expect that we're going to see a large increase, but gas prices are so volatile that, you know, anything can happen. So I don't want to go on record as saying that they won't go up higher, but we're not expecting them to go up higher.
Do you have
that much higher?
Do you have an idea yet how many people will be traveling in the state or out of state from South Dakota over the holiday weekend?
No, we should have those numbers by tomorrow.
Okay. Do you anticipate, even with a slight increase, that some drivers will say, okay, we can't afford this, and they'll stay home? Will this keep people off the roads?
No, I don't think we're going to see a lot of people deterred because of that. Usually over Labor Day, people aren't making long trips. It's usually short trips, like 50 miles or more, you know, right in that range is the average. So I don't expect that we're going to see people alter their travel plans.